Page 76. Cross-curricular focus. Fighting for women's rights in the 20th century. A girl born in 1899 had little chance of escaping the role that men defined for her: to marry young and raise a family. The women who came before her had struggled, but achieved little. Women understood that without a voice in government, they wouldn't be able to improve their future. By 1900, the first wave of feminism was taking place, which meant women in England were forming movements and demanding the vote. These women, known as suffragettes, attended meetings and started to make their voices heard. But when they became frustrated by their lack of progress, a group of women led by Emmeline Pankhurst, her daughters, and Emily Davison formed the WSPU, Women's Social and Political Union, movement in Manchester in 1903. By 1905, with nothing to show for their efforts, the suffragettes and the WSPU became violent. They started breaking windows, throwing stones, and cutting telephone wires, and went on to burn or bomb empty buildings. Many women were put in prison, where they suffered forced feeding and degradation. Then in 1914, the First World War started, and women abandoned their militant action. Instead, they joined the war effort by doing the jobs that, until then, had been done by men. When the conflict ended in 1918, women were given the vote. After this, men thought that women would return to their traditional roles, but they didn't want to. This led to a second wave of feminism, where women focused on achieving more rights, including the right to equal pay and an end to discrimination in the workplace. Slowly, women started to gain more equality with men, but change has been difficult. Men have often been reluctant to accept women in more dominant roles. Fortunately, there are encouraging signs. Today, we see women in prominent positions in politics and business as they take a bigger role in running our world. Every 8th of March, we celebrate International Women's Day. In a statement in 2018, the organizers of the events for the day declared, "If everyone continues to work for a better world, then the oppression of women will end."